Now time for locker room chat. I'm here with Riverside Boys head basketball coach Tyler Herbster ahead of the 2022-23 season. Coach, so last year you guys had not quite as many guys out as you probably would have liked, and as a result, down the stretch, it was a little bit of a tough slide. This season, how are things looking in terms of your guys' numbers?
Actually, about as many kids as I've ever had since I've been here. We currently have 26 boys on the roster, 14 of those being freshmen, but a few of those freshmen play at a pretty high level. So as numbers goes, we are sitting really good as a team this year.
That's great to hear. And you had quite a few freshmen play last year. How important was it for those guys to get those minutes a season ago?
Yeah, and not only did a few of the young kids get to play some varsity, a lot of them got to play a majority of the varsity game. We were kind of stuck to pretty much just a five-man rotation, and then if, you know, one guy got in foul trouble here or there, you know, we had to slide a sixth or seventh guy in. So most of these guys, the three main guys that got to play last year, got to play for the entire game. So that's kind of really helped them out quite a bit.
Yeah, absolutely. And how many guys do you think are going to see the floor on any given night?
As far as our rotation, I mean, I would like to have a pretty solid seven-man rotation with an eighth guy, maybe a ninth guy getting in. But, you know, foul trouble determines a lot of that. Our guys are, we have some smaller guards, but, you know, Todrick and Percy Duncan are bigger boys, you know, that weigh, you know, 235 pounds. So it would be nice to give those guys a little bit of, you know, breathers at time and not try to make them get out the entire game so they can stay a little bit fresh inside for us. So I'm hoping 7-8 guys hopefully come Friday night.
And you told us that you're looking to slow the game down, run the offense, and take high percentage shots around the rim. Why is that so important for you guys?
You know, just over the years, we haven't knocked down a ton of outside shots, and I thought last year really had to do more with the fact that our legs down the stretch, you know, our kids are just gutting out minute after minute and trying to play as hard as they possibly can. So we haven't really shot outside the last couple of years as well as I wanted about 3 years ago. But, you know, just continuously attacking the rim and getting touches to our big guys. I don't have a problem with the shooting outside shots. I just, you know, I'm really big on getting the ball inside and kicking it out to our shooters versus running around the perimeter and taking, you know, ill-advised shots. So the more times down the stretch our offense touches the ball of Percy and Todrick Duncan, and it really opens up the floor for the rest of the guys to score. I think Todrick averaged, you know, over three assists last game and probably could have had a lot more if we could have knocked down some shots. But it just seems good things seem to happen when our big guys touch the ball inside, and that's what we'll try to continue to do this year.
Coach, I want to thank you for your time today, and best of luck this Friday and the upcoming season.
All right, thank you.
Tyler Herbster, head coach of the Riverside boys basketball team, here on Locker Room Chat, brought to you by Euler Law and Euler Dentist.